From WKAR's Studio S at Michigan State University, this is Current Sports.
What is up, beautiful people? You are now locked into WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. We are back at it. We trust that you all had a fantastic weekend. It's back to Monday. That's right. It is Monday, July 25th, 2016, and we have a great hour in store for you all. It will be an hour, though, filled with mourning, seeing as though the Michigan State community lost a really admirable young man who had an unbelievable future ahead of him. Mike Sadler, former Michigan State punter, passed away early Sunday morning, victim of a car crash. Shocking stuff, folks. We will talk about the death of Sadler. We will also be joined by former Michigan State football linebacker and team captain Darian Harris, who will call us from Cincinnati. Of course, Darian is trying to make the solidified roster for the Cincinnati Bengals post his Michigan State football career. Darian will be calling us, and we will chat with him about the death of Mike Sadler. Also, today starts Big Ten Media Days out in Chicago. We will bring to you our biggest question marks going into the Big Ten college football season. And also on the back end of the show, we will talk about yet another athlete caught on video doing the wrong thing. Yeah, this guy is in the NFL. So we'll talk about the Alden Smith video. And also, Michael Jordan is finally getting into the political realm, if you will, and issuing a statement on the recent killings of African-American males and as well as police officers. So you'll get to hear Michael Jordan's statement, all of that, and so much more. Again, call 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527 if you want to be a part of our airwaves on today's show. Or you can even tweet us at Al Martin, WKAR. Or you can also even weigh in via our Facebook page at facebook.com/currentsports. But hey, you know how we start this party. Here are your Current Sports quick hit headliners. Yes, folks, and again, to start off, former Michigan State All-American punter Mike Sadler was tragically killed in a car accident on Saturday night in Wisconsin. He was 24 years old. Sadler was working a kicking camp near Wisconsin. Current Nebraska punter Sam Foltz was in the same car as Sadler and was also killed in the crash. Details about the incident will be forthcoming from law enforcement officials in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Michigan State will provide more information on services, condolences, and memorials when they are made available. Here's a statement, a snippet from the statement that head coach of the Michigan State football team, Mark D'Antonio, released. Quote, "Mike impacted so many people, not only as a football player, but also from an academic standpoint and in the community as well. The world has lost a rising star who dreamed big and was accomplishing those dreams, one after another. He was one of those people that brighten your day. I will always say to try and be a light." And he truly was a light in this world. Again, we will invite former Michigan State linebacker and team captain Darian Harris to the show as he will express what Mike Sadler meant to Michigan State football and the overall Michigan State community. All right, Big Ten Media Days begin today and conclude tomorrow out in Chicago, Illinois at Hyatt Regency McCormick Place. 13 hours of live coverage will air on BTN to go, marking the unofficial start to the college football season. Now, today, starting right now, actually, press conferences for Pat Fitzgerald, head coach for Northwestern, Darren Hazel of Purdue, Krish Ash of Rutgers, James Franklin of Penn State, Tracy Clayus of Minnesota, and Jim Harbaugh of Michigan. Those press conferences are getting underway as we speak. Also, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., coaches and students will visit the BTN set at Media Days for BTN Live. So, packed day in Chicago these next 2 days. And again, you got to feel good because, again, it is the unofficial start to the college football year. I'm sure many people will be flocking to the press conference of Jim Harbaugh. That should be a hot ticket right there. All right, former Michigan State baseball star Mark Mulder rallied Sunday at Edgewood Tahoe to successfully defend his title in the American Century Championship Celebrity Golf Tournament. The former pitcher, he birdied 7 of his first 13 holes and finished with a 29-point round for a 5-point victory over Marty Fish in the modified Stable Ford event. Now, players received 6 points for eagle, 3 for birdie, 1 for par, 0 for bogey, and minus 2 for double bogey or worse. Mulder finished with 74 points and earned $125,000. All right, the Chicago White Sox began Sunday afternoon at risk of being swept in a 4-game series against the Detroit Tigers. Instead, they ended the day with a series split thanks to a 2 walk-off wins in a 4-hour span. How about that? Adam Eaton's 2-out single in the 9th inning scored Ivysael Garcia, earning Chicago a 4-3 win over Detroit Sunday afternoon in a game that started on Saturday night. That concluded Game 1 of the doubleheader. In Game 2, Melky Cabrera provided the later with a single scoring Adam Eaton in the 9th, nullifying Detroit's 3-homer rally in the top of the 4th inning for a 5-4 White Sox win at U.S. Cellular Field in Game 2. The Chicago White Sox suspended ace Chris Sale 5 days without pay for destroying collared throwback uniforms the team was scheduled to wear. Yeah, we'll have more on that one as well. The road trip continues with a 3-game series against the Boston Red Sox at Fenway Park, opening with Justin Verlander on the mound tonight at 7:10 p.m. Eastern Time. JV tossed 8 innings of one run ball, at Boston last July, starting his second half resurgence. Interest for former Panthers, Bears, and Ravens quarterback Jimmy Clausen is building. NFL media insider Ian Rappaport reported on Sunday that the Detroit Lions will host Clausen for a workout today, per a source informed of the situation. Now, Clausen started 3 games in 2015, 1 with the Bears and 2 with the Ravens. He owns a 54% completion rate for his career and 7 touchdowns and 14 INTs. Team USA men's basketball won 106-57 against China in its second exhibition at Staples Center in LA, just covering the minus 48.5 point spread from Las Vegas. Now, Kevin Durant, KD, led the way with 18 points in 19 minutes, and new Golden State Warriors teammate for Durant, Klay Thompson, followed close behind with 17. China and USA will meet again tomorrow in Oakland, California. Draymond Green, the former Michigan State star, now playing for the Golden State Warriors, was held scoreless 0-for-3 shooting in 14 minutes while recording 2 rebounds and 3 turnovers. The Americans haven't lost a game since the 2006 World Championships, winning 65 straight games since that time span. They are 47-1, I should say, in exhibition since NBA stars took over the roster back in 1992, going undefeated since 2004. Detroit Pistons center Andre Drummond was just completely posterized, not once but twice, in the prestigious Drew Summer League in California this past weekend. The first was former Nebraska Cornhusker Sek Henry, a 6'4" guard who went coast to coast and threw the hammer down with the left hand on Andre, who made a noble but ill-fated block attempt. Then there was Darnell Shumpert, a member of the LA NBA D-League team and self-professed ex-software engineer. He elevated quickly from the right side of the painted area and threw down a two-handed slam before Drummond could pick up a defense. Like I always say, everybody gets got every once in a while. And last but not least, the NFL will investigate whether Oakland Raiders linebacker Aldon Smith has violated the protocols required of a suspended player, I should say, seeking reinstatement to the league following a violation of the substance abuse policy, a league source told ESPN's Ed Werder. Now, the league will conduct the investigation following the circulation of an online video that shows an unidentified man and woman talking about a hand-rolled cigarette. That wraps up your current sports quick hit headliners. Our phone lines are open, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. You can also go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/currentsports, or you can even tweet me at Al Martin WKAR, or even tweet the show at WKAR_sports. That wraps up your current sports quick hit headliners. Let's start the show.
Michael Robert Sadler with High Honor. Mike Sadler under pressure to bang one here. He'll take the snap at his 10-yard line. Oh, he'll run it. He runs to his right. He's at the 25 and the 30. He's still with it out at the 40-yard line. Out of bounds with a first down and change at the 49-yard line.
Somebody would ask me, you know, how much time I spent in the weight room this past offseason, because I think the pipes are looking pretty good. I got some little worms just crawling around. No, not really. I'm lucky enough to have some fun questions be asked to me. And, you know, I like to have fun with it.
Mike Sadler with his fifth punt of the ball game. Riley McCarron deep for Iowa. Oh, it's a fake. Mike Sadler running to his right. He's got some green grass in front of him. He's into Iowa territory, and he's out of bounds across the way with a first down and then some, folks. Nico Law knocked him out of bounds. Mike Sadler continues to do great things for the Spartans.
Now that my career here is coming to a close, I've had a lot of time to kind of look back and reflect on everything that I've done. And I've been very fortunate in my time here at Michigan State to have lots of success, both as a team and as an individual. I think winning the 2014 Rose Bowl was probably the highlight of my time here, something that hasn't been done in decades at Michigan State. Individually, I've also had a very good career. I've been an All-American both on and off the field. And really, the academic awards mean more to me than anything, just because those are going to be with me for my whole life. We understand that our athletic careers are fleeting and they're not going to last forever. But what we do in the classroom and what we learn while we're here is really going to be with us for a lifetime.
You know, I really don't know what to say anymore. 2016 has not been kind, folks. We have lost many notable names in the sporting world here locally and beyond. And this past weekend, we lost a special one. We really did here in the Michigan State athletic community. You know, I had just finished up playing a round of golf with my stepdad. He comes up every Sunday, and we try to get 18 in. And as soon as I return to my apartment, I customarily do when I get home, I crack open my laptop, and I immediately start to check my email. And I tell you what, yesterday, around about 7 p.m., when I opened my laptop and went to my email inbox and I saw an email coming from Michigan State Athletic Communications concerning the death of former Michigan State All-American punter Mike Sadler being killed in a car accident Saturday night in Wisconsin. My jaw hit the floor. I couldn't believe it. I mean, this is a young man who was just a joy to cover. A complete joy to cover. Was in no trouble away from the field. He was a media darling. I mean, if you needed a quote, and if you just wanted to talk to an athlete on the Michigan State football team that was going to give you great insight and do it with charisma, you knew to stick a mic in the face of Mike Sadler. Sadler was working a kicking camp near Waukesha, Wisconsin. And Sadler, along with current Nebraska punter Sam Foltz, they were in the same car as they were leaving that kicking camp. It's being reported that weather was a factor that night. Sadler was driving, and the conditions weren't great. And the police also said that Sadler's speed was also a factor in the crash. But the car lost control and hit a tree, ending the life of both Sadler and Foltz. Foltz, who is the reigning Big Ten punter of the year. Another passenger, a second passenger, was LSU kicker Colby Delahousie of New Liberia. I think it's New Iberia.
Iberia,
yeah. Louisiana. And he was transported by ambulance for treatment. And he was released yesterday. Heavy hearts, folks. Heavy hearts. I really don't know what to say anymore because, as I've stated countless times, it seems like every other week we are talking about someone in the athletic realm and beyond leaving us. I mean, just to name a few of the names. I mean, we had a huge tribute to Ron Mason not too long ago. Mason passed away. Mason was a legendary Michigan State hockey coach who became athletic director here on the campus of Michigan State. Of course, we all know about the death of Muhammad Ali. We lost Pat Summitt, legendary women's basketball coach at the University of Tennessee not too long ago. Gordie Howe, formerly of the Detroit Red Wings and arguably the greatest hockey player to ever lace it up and get on the ice. I mean, I could go on and on, folks. I could go on and on. Nate Thurman. Last week, we talked about Dennis Green, Buddy Ryan, Kimbo Slice, Sean Rooks, Donnie Everett. This is all this year. Pearl Washington. I mean, it's tough, folks. And throughout this hour, we will be paying tribute to the life of Sadler. And it was so eerie as I drove into work today because I wanted to see it for myself. I had seen it via social media. And I drove by The Rock here on the campus of Michigan State University. And for our listeners that don't know what The Rock is a landmark here on the campus of MSU in which students and other personnel get a chance to paint it, whether it be paying tribute to a certain organization or making a political statement. The Rock is used as a billboard for the campus. And I drove by it today and I saw a tribute to Mike Sadler. On the front, it read, "Rest in peace, Mike Sadler, 1991 to 2016. And on the back, it had Sadler's number with his name above top. Later on this hour, we will invite a man who knew Sadler quite well, seeing as though he was a former teammate of Sadler's. His name is Darian Harris. Darian Harris is a former team captain and former Michigan State linebacker who is trying to make his presence known in the NFL now with the NFL's Cincinnati Bengals. Darian will join us via phone to talk about his reaction to the news. I saw some very heartfelt tweets from media members who have covered Sadler and got to know him quite well. I saw some tweets from former teammates of Sadler's like Darian Harris. And I saw many tweets and comments via Facebook as well from just Michigan State fans and personnel who watched his great career here at Michigan State. It's really hard to believe that Mike is gone. And I'm sure that the Michigan State football program and Michigan State athletics as a whole are racking their brains right now to try and figure out how they will commemorate this stout young man this upcoming athletic season. And it's so crazy because, you know, reading these different tributes to Mike, and you heard that tribute that we just played to Roland on our show. That was a video tribute that Michigan State Athletics has released on their website. If you want to catch the visual of that tribute, you just visit the Michigan State Athletic website, and it's the first thing you see. And, the way it starts is you hear, actually, our very own Scott Pohl of WKAR's Current State. You hear Scott's voice introduce, you know, Mike Sadler before he walked across the stage to get his degree. I mean, Scott and Jody Knoll have, for a long time, done the Michigan State commencements, for the fall and spring semesters. So they use the audio of Scott calling Mike's name right before he walked across that stage to receive his degree. Just an eerie, eerie moment. And we encourage you all to share your thoughts on this very hard-hitting passing of Mike Sadler. Call in 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. But, you know, a quick story about Mike from my perspective. A few years ago when Michigan State football used to have media days at Spartan Stadium, at the actual press conference level area. They no longer do that now because they have a media area that is on the first floor now. But I remember a particular media day after Mark D'Antonio addressed the media and fielded many questions. This had to be about about 2 years ago. And after D'Antonio spoke to the media, of course, they bring in the offensive and defensive players as well as the special teams players. And I'm going around just doing my regular interviews. I sat down and I remember chatting with guys like Trey Wayans and Connor Cook and, you know, Jack Allen. And I forget who it was, but it was a fellow member of the media here, local media here. And he was like, "Al, you have to talk to Mike Sadler. He is just a media darling." I'm sitting there saying, the punter? You know, because punters don't get a lot of love, to be honest with you guys. I mean, you know, kickers just, they're not like the quarterback or the running back of the team or the star wide receiver. You know what I mean? So I'm sitting there saying, okay, well, I'll make my way over to him and talk to him. And he had to be like one of the last interviews I did that afternoon. But I remember sitting down with Mike, and he was just so well-spoken, so intelligent. And folks, we're talking about a Rhodes Scholar. I mean, we're talking about a future lawyer here. So, and a guy who was, I believe, was going to go to Stanford. And, you know, I sat there and talked to him, and I'm sitting there, and I remember leaving the interview saying, wow, that young man has a very, very good future away from the gridiron. If this football thing doesn't work out and he doesn't become a great punter, and he was a great player as well. He was a great punter, one of the best punters in Michigan State football history. And, you know, I sat there saying to myself, if he doesn't make it in the NFL as a punter, he's going to be all right. I remember saying that to myself. And, you know, and that was kind of the buzz. You know, that was the buzz around. One of the big takeaways from that media day was how, you know, just how candid it was just to sit down with Mike Sadler and pick his brain. So he will be missed. And, again, call in, folks. I want to hear your thoughts on this because it's one of those things that you look at and say to yourself, this was a kid who, as I mentioned in our headliners, who was just 24 years old. Just 24 years old. 1991 is when Mike was born. He had such a big future in front of him. And, you know, there's this old saying that I always refer to in somber moments like this concerning a young man or woman who has bid us all adieu. I always say, we have big plans here on earth. We have big plans. But sometimes the man upstairs has bigger ones. And I'm sure that the man upstairs has a bigger one from Mike Sadler. You will be missed, my friend. 517-355-WKAR is the number to call. And as we're taking your calls, tributing Sadler, of course, there's a somber mood going on right now out in Chicago. Even though this is the unofficial start to the Big Ten college football year, you can't help but think that there are many coaches who are taking that podium right now and addressing what took place over the weekend with Sam Fultz and Mike Sadler. But as we speak right now, press conferences are being held for head coaches Pat Fitzgerald of Northwestern, Darren Hazel of Purdue, Chris Ash of Rutgers, James Franklin of Penn State, Tracy Klaas of Minnesota, and, of course, Jim Harbaugh of Michigan. Unofficial start to the college football year for the Big Ten season. Out in Chi-Town, and, you know, there's a lot of interesting storylines when you look at the overall landscape of each team. And I have a few that I just want to bring up briefly before we hit our first break. For me, of course, one of the big things that we're going to be watching this upcoming year, the Big Three in the East, of course, Michigan State, a team that went 12-2 last year, only lost two games the entire year, 7-1 in conference. Michigan, 10-3 overall, 6-2 in the Big Ten. Ohio State, 10-3 overall, 6-2 in conference. The Big Three in the East are always going to be the talk of the town. And for Michigan State, Michigan, and Ohio State, there's big expectations for all three coming into this year. I think more so for Michigan, because the hype machine for this Jim Harbaugh team is just absolutely through the roof right now. Of course, with all the satellite camps and the personality of Jim Harbaugh, there's a big spotlight on this Michigan football program. And the spotlight is so big that a lot of people are buying into the Harbaugh effect and believe that this team can compete for a national championship. Now, it's been since 2003 since Michigan has beaten both Michigan State and Ohio State in the same season. So we'll see how that pans out. And I think this is another year for Michigan State, a big transitional year, because we're going to see who really takes the reins as that starting quarterback position, seeing as though Connor Cook, the most decorated quarterback in program history, is now kaput. He's done. And Damian Terry or Tyler O'Connor will be manning the fort. So a big question mark for the Michigan State football team when concerning that quarterback position and other personnel who will have to step into new roles because, again, guys like Darian Harris, who we'll see, who we'll hear from, I should say, in just a moment, are gone now. A lot of leadership is gone from this squad. And the big one in the West, how about Iowa, who went 12-2 overall last year, 8-0 in the Big Ten Conference, and fell to Michigan State in the Big Ten Championship game. So there's a lot of question marks. How about Lovie Smith as the new head coach? Going from the NFL, of course, Lovie used to be the head coach of the Chicago Bears. Lovie Smith is now the new head coach at Illinois. And, you know, moving forward from that, you look at a team like Ohio State, I'm really interested in Ohio State because I want to know whether or not Ohio State, you know, can combat the absence of a guy like Ezekiel Elliott. Because Zeke was fantastic. I mean, my goodness. They're going to, my guess would be, I mean, how much will Ezekiel Elliott be missed? A ton. You know, I mean, he was a great blocker who rushed for 1,800 plus yards each of his last two seasons. And, you know, you look at Elliott's outburst, though, after the Michigan State loss, that really rallied the team, though. And you all know about Zeke going through his the domestic violence situation as he is now a member of my Dallas Cowboys. So we'll see what happens there. But Zeke was a big part of that Ohio State offense. So we'll see who steps in there. It's being said that replacement Mike Weber, you know, he may be that guy. So we'll see there. Also, the quarterback situation for Michigan, that's also up in the air. You look at a team like Northwestern. Can Anthony Walker rescue the Wildcats passing game? That's a big question mark for me as well. Will James Franklin of Penn State finally beat a ranked team? Because I think there's a lot of pressure on him. So there's a lot of question marks for Big Ten Media Days, at Big Ten Media Days to be addressed to these coaches. So, again, that's taking place out in Chicago right now. Actually, our current sports production assistant, Seth Kinker, is out there covering that, and he will join us next week to talk about that. I'm going to see if I can have Seth call in during tomorrow's show to talk about some of his big moments from Big Ten Media Days out in Chicago. So, but right now, let's hit our first break. When we come back, as promised, we will be chatting with Darian Harris, former Michigan State football linebacker and team captain. Darian is going to share his thoughts on the death of Mike Sadler. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. Again, it's a real somber mood here on the show, of course, because of the death of Mike Sadler, former Michigan State punter, who had just a bright future ahead of him. In just a moment, we are going to invite Darian Harris, former Michigan State football linebacker and team captain, to the show to talk about this tough news. I don't know any other way to put it. Before we do, though, I want to invite right now our engineer of WKAR's Current Sports, Isaac Constance, to the show. Isaac, what has been your reaction to the past, you know, 24 hours after hearing this news? Because it really jolted me, dude. It really did.
It's always sad to see somebody pass away, especially, though, when it's a younger person. And you see Mike Sadler, only 24 years of age. You mentioned how much potential the guy had outside of football. Now, in football, of course he had it. He had a tryout with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, was an All-American punter in 2014, or 2013 rather, actually finished with the most punts downed inside the 10-yard line. But Mike Sadler is the epitome of a guy who had an impact past the football field. And that's why I think I'll remember the most thing is 3.97 undergraduate GPA. A kid who was headed to Stanford for law school. My personal story about going to MSU involves me getting rejected by Stanford. And this kid, I mean, he got in no problem. He was on the MSU football team as well. And then actually just wrote up an article about this whole thing. What everybody remembered about Mike Sadler was his tweets, of course.
Oh, yeah,
and
right.
That's what was so charismatic and so representative of his personality whenever you interacted with the guy. And, you know, one of my favorite ones was he tweeted a while ago, one of the most prolific offensive players to ever play the game. Also pictured, Roger Staubach. That's Mike Sadler for you. So
that's great. That's
although
great.
It's hard to keep any sort of positive perspective on this, you can remember the impact and the light that he brought to this world when he was around. So all you can say is rest in peace.
Yeah, without a doubt, man. And I remember, you know, the when Sadler and, you know, Foppolini, that whole thing went down, and you know we
the
saw
imaginary cat.
The imaginary cat, you know, and he did that on the field. I mean, Mike Sadler is a guy who has so much swagger, and that's rare to say as a punter. I mean, this is what, because again, punters don't get much love, dude. You know, it's always about, you know, the star quarterback, the star wide receiver, the star linebacker. I mean, it's rare when you hear a headline about a punter. And Sadler was still the show countless times when he donned that green and white jersey. So he will be missed. Again, folks, we are taking your calls throughout this entire hour. If you want to share your thoughts on the death of former Michigan State punter Mike Sadler, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Right now, we want to invite to the show a dear friend of the show, who played right alongside Mike Sadler, former Michigan State football linebacker and team captain, Darian Harris, now joins us here on Current Sports. Darian, first off, how you doing, my man, despite the heavy circumstances?
Yeah, just doing about as well as I can, about as well as we all can. Definitely tough circumstances. You know, everybody on the team kind of got hit the same way, extremely hard. So We're doing as well as we can, especially this week. Everybody's going into camp this week, but we're doing it with a heavy heart for the Sadler family and for all of Michigan State and for Nebraska as well, and the Foles family as well.
Darian, how did you get the news, and what was your initial reaction?
I got a text in a group chat from Tawan Jones, and he just said that Mike Sadler may have died last night in a car accident, and at first I didn't want to believe it. I'm in a group chat, Tawan, myself, Donovan Clark, Trey Range, Chris Leno, and none of us wanted to believe it. Arjun Kohol as well was in there, and none of us wanted to believe it at first. And you know, Tawan didn't have much information. He had just, you know, kind of got the news that something had happened, and you know, we said, you know, no, there's no way, you know, it's not possible. We were on, you know, honestly, unfortunately, hoping somebody was playing a sick joke on us. And then I got a call from my mother, and immediately as soon as I saw my mom calling, I knew that it was probably true. And, you know, she answered, and I can, you know, you always can tell your mother's voice was that something's wrong. And, you know, she just said she'd get off the phone with Connor Cook's mom, who had just gotten off the phone with Sadler's mom, and they were trying to help spread the word. So it was just like an incredibly disheartening situation for all of us. It felt like the entire mood of the entire world just changed just because of the impact that Mike Sadler had on all of us. You know, whether you were in his class, whether you were younger than him like we were, or older than him in the Michigan State community, he just had such an impact on everybody that came in touch with him.
That is so true, Darian. And, man, that's a really tough way to get the news, dude. What kind of relationship did you have with Sadler? And what was he like as a person, Darian?
Yeah, I had a fantastic relationship with Mike, and I think that everybody did. You know, personally for me, you know, he was a guy that I could always talk to, you know, always joke around with, a guy whose brain I wanted to pick just because he has so much knowledge up there and, so much understanding of the world and how everybody, in it kind of worked. And, you know, for me, it was just, you know, every time something, an opportunity was there, it seemed like Sadler was the one presenting it to me. You know, I got to speak at the, Eastern Wayne County tailgate, the day before the spring game. And the only reason I got that gig was because Sadler recommended me. For that, you know, he had me on his radio show, and then he offered me a spot to co-host it if I ever got the opportunity to do that. You know, he introduced me to so many people within the television radio community. You know, Al, as you know, since that's my degree, you know, there's people that I can use as connections. And, you know, he's a guy that I was talking to all through the minicamp. You know, he was texting me, seeing how everything was going, wanted to know updates, having, you know, questions about that. And then obviously with his law school endeavors, he had texted me when he told me he was deciding to go to law school, and he knew that he was actually considering UPenn, which is my mom's alma mater from law school. So I got those two in contact with each other, and he had been calling my mom pretty regularly about law school and asking questions about that. So it just kind of hit me and my family especially hard just because of the relationship we had with him.
Again, folks, if you're just now joining us here on WKAR's Current Sports, we are chatting with Darian Harris, former Michigan State football linebacker and team captain. Darian, what have the conversations been like? Again, the news is so fresh because, again, this is an incident that happened, you know, late Saturday night. But what have the conversations been like between yourself and former Michigan State teammates since hearing what just took place?
Just to cherish every moment we have in life, understanding they can be taken away in an instant. And, you know, just look at a guy like Sadler, you know, he's one of those guys that he's just such a genuinely good person that something like that shouldn't have happened to him. And, you know, so far, you know, with where everything's come out, you know, there's been no foul play involved. It was just kind of a freak thing. You know, they were just, three friends traveling together, and it was just kind of a freak incident. And, you know, we know how responsible and how such a fantastic person Sadler is, that he never put anybody else in danger. And so for us, it's just been, you know, just be careful every day, be cautious of your surroundings, cherish every moment you have with your friends, your family, your Spartan family. You know, for us that are still continuing our football careers to go into camp and to do what Sadler would want us to do, is to compete at the highest level. Go out there for us that have been undrafted and go make the team, go make the 53-man roster, and, you know, just do everything we possibly can to make them proud.
Darian, have you guys at all spoken to Sadler's family? I know it's early right now.
Yeah, I don't know if any of us players have. I believe my mom has may have reached out briefly to his mother, but I know that they were trying to get to Wisconsin. And obviously, you know, it's early, and we don't want to impose on them. Mm-hmm. You know, I know my mom was the head of the parent group for Michigan State football, so she's, you know, kind of feeling everything out, kind of to see when to exactly. You know, make everything public and break all the news to everybody and let everybody know exactly what's going on. You know, we're just being extremely respectful to the Sadler family until they're ready to, you know, release what they want to release. And then anything that they need, you know, we'll be right there, ready to provide them with that, you know, anything they need in regards to anything. You know, we'll be right there as a Spartan family, ready to help them in any possible way.
Darian, how should Mike Sadler be remembered?
Just as he was. You know, he, the guy that you saw on the football field, the guy that you saw on Twitter, was exactly how he was in person. You know, he's a genuine person, a leader of men, as I said. You know, he's a true leader, just of men. He could really, you know, take a group of people and, you know, without even really knowing them, just get them to sit down and listen to what he had to say. You know, I remember his speech at the Cotton Bowl 2 years ago when he won the Scholar Athlete Award for Michigan State. It was moving. You know, it was gravitating. You know, you wanted to sit there and listen to him. You know, everybody knows how smart he is, but he's witty, he's funny, he's sarcastic, he's clever. I mean, the thing that he's able to do on a daily basis, especially with the stresses of football, to just make every day a little bit easier, is the type of guy Mike Sadler was, and he's going to be missed by so many people. And it's funny, you know, somebody brought up the tweet. I think Chris Lenoir actually did. He put it on Instagram, the tweet that he had, I think a couple years back, that said, you know, it must be cool when you pass away if your name is trending on Twitter. And he was talking about Robin Williams. And, you know, just like that, you saw his name jump straight up to the top of the trending list on Twitter. So that just shows the impact that Mike Sadler had on everybody, guys that knew him, people that didn't know him, just everybody around, you know, wanted to know Mike Sadler, wanted to be like Mike Sadler, and, you know, hopefully he's up in heaven right now, making a lot of people laugh up there.
Yeah, Darren, it was truly amazing. As I logged on Twitter last night and I saw just so many people reaching out and hashtagging rest in peace Mike Sadler and sharing their thoughts on what Sadler meant to them personally and just those who didn't know him personally but watched his MSU career. It was really remarkable. Do you have a favorite memory, Darian?
Yeah, you know, for me, you know, it's been countless talks, you know, that I've had with him, but, you know, his fake punts were remarkable, and he was the best at them. And, you know, for me, that's always my memories of Mike is Mike the running back. You know, Mike the Heisman Trophy candidate. You know, we created a campaign for him. You know, I remember the 2012 Michigan State game against Michigan. You know, at the Big House when he had a huge run for a first down. You know, his ability to celebrate some of the big hits he's had in punt coverage. I mean, he was really an all around player. You know, he wasn't just a punter, he was a football player. And, you know, above all else, he was, like I said, he was a fantastic person. He was going to go on and be an amazing lawyer. You know, I can't remember if one of my teammates, you know, tweeted that, you know, we were looking forward to him being, you know, the president of the United States one day, because that's the type of impact that he had on the community and on the world, really.
That is so true. All right, Darian, before we get you out of here, my man, I know, to kind of just shift the mood briefly here, I know that right now you are in Cincinnati, Ohio, of course, with the Cincinnati Bengals. How is everything going right now, dude? And you know, when looking at the process of making the team, I mean, when are final cuts supposed to be made for you guys?
Yeah, everything's going great so far. I just got up here today. As his rookies report tomorrow, and then full camp opens Wednesday. And final cuts, you know, it'll go all the way through preseason. So for me, I just have to do what I've learned how to do from Michigan State, and that's just to go in there and compete to the best of my ability, give it 110% each and every day, and just, you know, cherish the opportunity, you know, cherish the moment I have, you know, understand, you know, the situation I'm in, and, you know, just lean on the guys that I know that have been through it, lean on the words that Mike Sadler always told me day in and day out, was to go out there and get it. You know, anything that you want, you can achieve. And, you know, the opportunity is right there for myself. I couldn't be in a better situation, I feel like. And I'm really looking forward to this new journey in my career.
We are certainly rooting for you, brother. And you know, I gotta ask you this question, Darian. I mean, competing on a day-to-day basis out there in Cincinnati with the NFL's Bengals, what's the biggest difference you've noticed between the college football speed and that of the pros?
The speed is definitely up, you know, quite a bit. You know, it's just the fact that when you go from high school to college, you're getting the best of the best from high school. Now you're getting the best of the best in the world. And you're getting the tops, you know, of everybody in their craft in the entire world. You know, there's no nobody better in the entire world at playing the game of football than guys in the NFL. So, you know, you're getting guys that have been in the league for 7, 8, 9, 10 years. They understand the game. They understand the system. They've been in the same system for so long that it's really second nature to them. And, you know, stuff here isn't slowed down kind of like it was in college in terms of the learning process. You know, in college as freshmen, you may get a little bit extra time to learn something, or the coaches may slow down the session so that the freshmen got a little bit of time to write down extra notes. You know, here we're going straight into it. Mm-hmm. You got to learn like the veterans learn. You got to keep up. And it's really on you. You know, it's a job. It's a business. This is your profession now. You're expected to treat it as such. You're really expected to be a grown man out there at 23 years old. And you should want that. You know, you should accept that challenge. And just coming from Michigan State, coming from a program like Coach D'Antonio has put into place, you know, that's why, you know, Michigan State players have been so successful in the NFL, because we're pro ready. You know, we come from a pro system, and we understand how to take in knowledge and then, you know, I put it back out on the field.
And as you hear, folks, Darian is mentally ready for this challenge. I can just hear it bleed through the speakers right now, Darian. Before I get you out of here, dude, if you do make that Cincinnati Bengals roster, do you have any ideas floating around in your head as to a way in which you can commemorate the life and legacy that was Mike Sadler, maybe his number on your shoes or something like that? Have you thought about that at all?
Yeah, I actually really have. You know, that number 3 has really been weighing on me for a while. So, you know, even through camp, I think I'm going to write it on my tape, write it on my cleats. You know, that's how we are. You know, knew Mike Sadler, the football player, at number three. You know, he wore it so proudly, was an All-American in it. And, you know, he really made an impact on my life and so many other people's lives. So, you know, we know him as three. You know, that'll always be Mike Sadler, the All-American, the All-Everything, the All-World. And, you know, I'm going to have a little bit of something on me to remember him by each and every day.
Darian Harris. Darian, I know this was tough, and I thank you so much for coming on this afternoon and sharing your thoughts and memories on the life of Mike Sadler. Really appreciate it, dude.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You got it, man. Let's hit our second break. When we come back, we'll put a bow on today's current sports by bringing you weekend winners. That and more. Don't go anywhere. Don't you do it. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. Much thanks goes out to former Michigan State linebacker and former team captain of the Michigan State football team. Now trying to make a roster spot with the NFL's Cincinnati Bengals, Darian Harris. Darian just joined us here on the show to talk about the death of former Michigan State punter Mike Sadler. I tell you what, another man who has a bright career. If this football thing doesn't work out, Darian Harris will be possibly taking my job. I tell you that. I mean, the kid's amazing. The kid's amazing. Wasn't that a fantastic chat, Isaac?
It was. And it would surprise me if the football thing didn't work out for that reason exactly. Darian Harris, somebody who, even at his time at MSU, was a little bit undersized for the linebacker position. You know what? That doesn't defy him from chasing his dreams or anything like that. And in the NFL, he won't make his mark because of his immense physicality. He will because he knows the game and reads the game so well. Darian Harris, somebody who really is an intelligent player and as smart of a guy as you'll find on and off the field.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'll tell you what, a quick segue. It's kind of a perfect segue into what I want to briefly bring up next. A guy who hasn't been that smart away from the field is Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell, I don't know if you saw this, but Pittsburgh Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell, he took to the comments section of social media to defend himself in light of looming punishment for violation of the NFL's drug policy in response to a fan posting a picture on Instagram with a gas mask bong superimposed on Bell's head. Bell responded with his verified account saying, quote, "I'm not going to miss games. Trust me." This was not an official statement issued by Bell, whose agent, Asita Bakari, has not responded to messages for comments. Again, Bell faces a 4-game suspension for a missed drug test. According to the NFL's collective bargaining agreement, a player can miss up to 2 drug tests without forfeiting games, but a 3rd missed test triggers a 4-game ban. The 2nd missed test results in a fine of 2 game checks, but not the ability to play in those games. Now, I didn't know that, Isaac. I didn't know that according to the collective bargaining agreement, that a player can miss up to 2 drug tests without forfeiting any games. So Bell wrote directly to the fan, the quote, I'm going to win the appeal. People have no idea what happened, but don't worry. Let them hate. When I end up missing no games at all, people for sure going to try to love me again. And I'm only riding with my loyal fans, end quote. So I don't know. I mean, the reason why I think the Bell's going to miss some games, because Isaac, this is the 2nd time that Bell has screwed up when it comes to the drug policy. He missed a test. I didn't say he failed the test, but in my eyes, if you missed a test, you may have something to hide. So I'll automatically label him guilty there. But he, prior to this offense, he's had one prior to that where he was riding around with LeGarrette Blount and he was caught smoking weed. And I mean, it's just idiocracy. You know what I mean? So
yep.
I don't see. I hear Le'Veon. I mean, I think that response to the fan was more emotional than anything. I mean, he felt like his pride was on the line. His name is being dragged through the dirt right now, which justifiably so if you screw up like this. I don't see how Bill can get out of this one, though, Isaac.
Well, the way to go is always keep quiet in your words, loud with your actions. That's what Le'Veon Bell needs to do. Before actually winning the appeal, doesn't make too much sense to talk about it. It's not like this is going to make any difference. Just hush up the naysayers by proving them wrong. If you can win the appeal, if you've got a good excuse, that's fine. But actually say the excuse and everything to a court. Get it through before chiming in on a Boo Birds comment. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter what they chirp about if you can get it done. But the thing is, I'm not convinced he will get it done.
No.
And this will just make him look stupider when the suspension rolls around.
Yeah, I agree. All right, well, 4 minutes left in the show. We love to close out each and every Monday edition of Current Sports with a little something we call Weekend Winners. Who exactly had the best weekend in the world of sports and beyond? Here we go.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. And nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down.
All right, folks, it is time for Weekend Winners. So who exactly had the best weekend in the world of sports and beyond? Well, I'll tell you what, I got to give a big shout out to former Michigan State baseball star Mark Mulder, who rallied Sunday at Edgewood Tahoe to successfully defend his title in the American Century Championship Celebrity Golf Tournament. What a weekend it was, though. I mean, you got to see guys like Steph Curry, Alfonso Ribeiro, formerly Carlton of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He was out there as well. Aaron Rodgers was out there. And Mark Mulder actually entered this tourney as the favorite. And boy, oh boy, did he live up to the hype. So that was fun to watch. Shout out to Mark Mulder. So that's I also want to give a shout out to Michael Jordan. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Michael Jordan, folks, has finally joined the countless athletes who have decided to stand up for what's right and rock the political boat, if you will. Michael Jordan, and this is big because this is Jordan we're talking about. Mostly throughout Michael Jordan's playing career and even now, Jordan has not been privy to issuing statements at all when it comes to social issues. But Michael Jordan, and I encourage you all, I wanted to read it, but we only have 1 minute left. But Michael Jordan, widely considered the greatest basketball player ever, he had decided to speak out on the country's growing racial and social unrest. So shout out to MJ. That takes a lot of moxie, and he's finally made that move. He donated $2 million, I believe, as well, to the cause. So those are mine, Isaac.
Yeah, speaking up for his words, that's what Le'Veon Bell needs to do. But anyway, my weekend winners, Chris Froome winning the Tour de France, his third ever championship. Congratulations, the toughest test athletically on the world. And then also, how about the Chicago Cubs trading for Aroldis Chapman? Don't want to speak too soon, but the streak could be ending.
Yeah, it could. I got one loser too, Chris Sale. Why you tearing up jerseys, dude, with scissors? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. All right, thanks so much to Darian Harris for joining us on today's Current Sports. We'll be back at it same time, same place tomorrow. You've been listening to Current Sports with me, Al Martin. Be easy, people.